I don't. Pretty much only one family really likes sports in our entire like family.
Not true.
10-02. Who else?
I love sports, dude.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
You kidding me?
I tried to have a catch with my dad one time. He threw a football to me underhanded. I was like, all right, dude.
Oh, my God.
Threw it back to me like that. I was like, all right. He's side on,
dude. Yeah. He flutied, dude.
True.
I saw dad play football when I was little, and he was fucking hammered. He just kept getting tackled and falling like as hard as possible on the cold ground. And I remember watching it just being like, He came in that night and like stumbled over the vacuum and grabbed my foot. And I was like, get away, get away. You don't know about those times, Bill.
Nah,
you only were around in the good times.
Yeah, you weren't there. You weren't there for the hard times.
Daddy left alone in moonshine, dude.
I was there for the good old days. I mean, sorry.
You got clean shaven pappy. It was the first half of our family, me, Tom, and Kevin. Mutants, dude. Just fucking... Fully got fucking...
What, because your dad... Did he stop... No, your dad...
Stop drinking. Stop drinking. Really? Right around Billy. They only got the good times, dude. Sold the trash business. Quit the fucking booze.
You had a drinking dad. You had a drinking trash dad
drinking,
coming home.
Drinking trash dad, dude. You get a fucking demerit from school, dude. Drinking trash dad. Fucking turn you around and kick you in the ass, dude. It fucking sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a drinking sales dad. I still got slapped around. Drinking sales dad.
I grew up. Well, that's also too. That's a charged environment.
Yeah.
So it's like there's enough riding where you come home and you know you can beat up some kids. But yeah, I grew up thinking it was completely normal to drink like six beers with your dinner. Like I didn't think that was weird at all. Growing up, I was like, yeah, you have like four or six beers every night you drink dinner.
Yeah, which is great. Like people get used to that, but I don't know. I never have. Like if I drink a six pack like in a short amount of time, I'm definitely feeling it. Like the geezers are definitely the dads that come home and like start crushing light beers. They're like, that doesn't do anything to me anymore. It's like, I do it a lot and it does.
Yeah.
You're definitely like getting buzzed.
Dude,
they probably dinner. Stop talking because they constantly get their balls broken. Like, I don't even feel it anymore.
What do you mean?
They're probably hammered, but they're just not saying it anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. It's also funny, too, because I was doing the math. I'm like, that must have been crazy. I think by then we had like four kids. Coming home, having like five beers at dinner, just being like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, you got to drink. Well, still, having that many kids, you got to drink your way out of that nightmare of a house.
But it was also completely normal. I was like, all right, you get done from work. It's like, yeah, you have like five, six beers. And, you know.
That actually is pretty normal.
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
No, it's not at all.
It does rule.
For me now, if I did that, my life would fall apart.
Yeah.
If I tried drinking five beers a night, I would instantly fall apart.
It'd be great.
Oh, it'd be fucking horrible. That. It'd be horrible, dude.
No. I want that.
I can't stand the taste.
You're close,
of beer.
Dude. You're getting there. Say that in the camera again.
I can't stand the taste of beer. Yeah. Shit literally tastes like earwax to me.
What do you like? What's your drink of choice?
Seltzer.
You were pretty drunk when you called me the other night, weren't you?
When?
I don't know. You called me, you're out at a party or something?
No, I was just hanging out, Pat.
You went to a party?
No.
You weren't drunk?
Here we go.
You didn't have any drinks, be honest.
Why is Bill party? Boy, he party lies, dude.
Party was
a big time party boy.
I was just asking for your nudes. I was chilling.
I thought you said it.
I was just trying to see that picture of you all naked.
What nude?
I showed you, bro.
In front of
The fucking dude.
I got chewed out for that, dude.
Have you seen it? You got chewed out for it?
Why?
I was afraid of that.
I thought it was a naked picture of me online. I don't know.
No, nobody could see it.
Sorry.
The one online is not.
Oh, that was my fault. I was like, I held it directly.
Yeah, but
to the
that's
camera.
Not good quality.
Yeah, of course.
The real one's good. We'll get
she
that
was
up.
Trying to do the comparison. She was doing a comparison, like, well, what if I put a naked pic out? I'm like, it's different. She's like,
everybody
different.
Knows that's different.
I'm like, it's
yours is funny.
It's fun. Mine's funny. Yeah. Yours would not be funny.
Yeah.
And yeah, so. But I mean, dude, water under the bridge, dude. No big deal. We've grown closer over it, honestly.
Yeah.
Over the Grinch body. Dude, I tried.
Grinch body. Has he seen it yet?
Yeah, saw. I showed him.
All right, good.
Took him aside a little family party.
Dude,
was like,
how funny is that picture?
That's very disgusting.
That might be the goat.
Dude, that
might be literally the best
picture
I've ever seen.
You just look like pure evil.
It really does.
Dude, I was. It was like 3 in the morning. I was sitting there like with like
a wet...
my
family. I showed my family the one you sent.
How they like it.
Everybody loved it.
Oh, it's so funny,
the whole family loved it.
It's so funny.
Everybody was like, what the fuck is he doing? Why is he holding his penis?
Yeah. Thank God I was.
Yeah. That's what we all agreed on.
Yeah, dude.
How good that, I mean, how close that picture was to literally the best picture I've ever seen.
Although it definitely, like,
expanded
my tits, so maybe that would have given me the fucking,
all the push-ups.
I would have been a meme, dude, of just the guy fucking sitting over the bed.
You wouldn't. No. You got the whole kit and caboodle in that one hand there. There was nothing, nothing was reaching past the chair.
I had it tucked. It was under my butt, dude. It was under my butt. Dude, I'm a large cup, dude, for jiu-jitsu.
Dude, jiu-jitsu, shut up, dude.
I'm a large cup, dude. They didn't have him
so
in camouflage.
So, Bill, you're driving. You see dudes lifting. you slam on the brakes. You say, that must be it. That's Valhalla. I'm getting in there. And you walk in, you say, fellow patriots, and they say, hey, Bill, come here. They I just
walked in there, I was, hey, man, just what's up with the gym? Like,
that's my rig out there.
You say, hey, man, is that your rig? I say, oh, that old thing.
This is what you woke me up from a nap for? Don't, dude.
I saw your face.
This is what I was woken up from a nap
That's
for.
Not even a ribbon.
Where's gay Bill? That's right here from my first floor up here. Where's gay Bill?
I was just kidding. I hoped you heard that. That's why I said it.
We're feeding off your energy right now.
We need
now, dude.
You. You should wait till you see the Patreon episode. It's Stonk, right? Dude. It's a classic Stonk 'em, dude. We needed you.
Yeah, but I mean, since we're all having fun, back to the crying shit.
Yeah.
Very hilarious when Matt got caught drinking. One of the funniest
things. Yeah, we talked about it.
I was there, though. I cried when I got caught. In the bedroom with a SpongeBob pillow in a bunk bed with my sister with it over my face. And Matt's like, this is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, why was Kathleen in our room, dude?
No, Mara was in our room up top.
What the hell is she doing in the top bunk? That was boys only.
Petrified of monsters. Me.
You what? Were scared of monsters?
Petrified.
And then fucking old Stevie Janowski came in screaming. Did he fucking bunk
it? I'm gonna fucking kill myself. Oh, fuck it.
I went full Stevie, too. Dude, don't worry about it. I got caught. I was just like,
Dad, you're a fucking jerk.
I tried to fight him three different times. I would walk upstairs. I came down with some befores. I took my shirt off and came down.
Kill myself.
Full befores. And I was like, Dad, you fucking pussy. Fight me. And he was like, get upstairs. You're drunk. And I'd be like, who do you think I learned it from? Yeah, the first I mean, he did hit me in the face as soon as I saw him, which is...
Well, he saw you drunk and was just like, whack.
He hit me right across the fucking... Backhanded me right in the front of my mouth. Oh, in the car. He got in the car. He's like, I'll give you one chance to tell me the truth. Are you drunk? And I was like, no.
What the fuck, Dad? You probably reeked, too. I was just thinking about that.
Dude, I fell down.
I would get in the car with, like, my aunt after, like, me and my cousin would smoke cigarettes, and she goes... You guys smoking? I was like, no, it was a fire. Just reek of a Marlboro Light.
Yeah, there's so many times where you're like, man, these people, I got away with it. It's just parents that are like, yeah, whatever. I'm not going to fucking tell on them.
Yeah, I don't feel like fucking
You know what
this.
I mean? I don't feel like talking to his mom and being like, they were smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, I think someone like sold a CVS and we were smoking Cool Wides every weekend for like 3 weeks.
How old were you?
I was probably like 17, 18.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, when did you smoke cigarettes?
Fifth grade?
Six. So, like, 10, yeah.
You never have earrings, right?
No.
Okay. Yeah, dude. I remember smoking cigarettes when I was a youngling, dude.
I started
around then, like, 10 years old, and we would go out in the woods and just, like, take black. We used to just get Philly blunts and smoke them to the face.
We used to roll up paper. We would take printing paper. We were just smoking everything.
We used to smoke sugar. Me and my cousin used to roll up sugar packets. We used to just, like, grab dried leaves and smoke them.
Yeah, we started smoking weed when we were in fifth grade.
Did you really? Where'd you get weed from?
I don't know. That's weird.
Beasters.
I never got high. I literally never got high once.
That's hot eyes.
Never got
headache,
high.
Dude.
I definitely never inhaled it. We would always smoke it out of soda cans.
Pure
too.
Red
yeah,
face.
Yeah, just get some swag. I didn't smoke weed till I was, I think, in graduating eighth grade. I think I might have took a couple res hits, but I don't want to brag. Yeah. Smoking res is where it's at.
First
dude.
Time I smoked weed was because of Matt.
When was that?
You brought me to Drexel when I was like a sophomore in high school. I went to Drexel and I was chilling.
You hung out that pothead.
It was
Mr. Olympia.
It was with Matt. It was
Mr.
You,
Universe
Tom,
was smoking weed.
You,
Arnold smoked weed. There's videos of him doing it.
Tom, Timmy, Kev, we all went out.
Ooh,
you were living over on where the hell is that?
Spring Garden,
Pound Ave. The bottom of Pound Ave.
Say, hey, is that your rig out there, man? You're like, yeah,
dude.
Man.
I was fucking young. I was like a sophomore in high school. Matt was breaking down Kanye West and Kid Cudi poker face lyrics with his friends when I got
what?
There. They're breaking. They're like, dude, he mentions getting head three different ways here.
What?
I was like, dude, college
dude, you're
is sick.
Lying,
I was like, you guys were breaking down poker face. You're like, listen,
the song poker face?
Yeah with Kid Cudi. He's like, he talks about getting head three different ways. And I was like, dude, this is fucking sick.
I don't remember that.
We were drinking Captain Morgan and ginger ale.
Wow. You're right about that.
And then
nail me on that. That's my favorite drink.
We went to a party and someone passed me a bowl and I hit it and I was just gone. I remember the next thing I know, I was looking out of a window, like going up to the 7-Eleven.
Just think about Kid Cudi and Wale.
What the fuck is going on? Then I got taquitos and we went back home. That place was sick. It had like a catwalk and shit. Hey, what